Dr. Garrison, in your book, this is the final chapter which I come across. And again, I see the 10 commandments for church planting moments. This is really interesting because when you pin down a very definite and specific numbers, people can easily remember that. Mm. And I would like you to reflect on these issues of immerse your community in prayer and saturate your community with the gospel, cling to God's word, fight against foreign dependency, eliminate all non-reproducible elements, leave the vision that you wish to fulfill, build reproduction into every believer and church, train all believers to evangelize, disciple and plant churches, model, assist, watch and lead. Discover what God is doing and join Him.
David, when we have gotten through 256 pages in the book, mm-hmm. and there were so many lessons we had learned from church planting movements around the world, I was afraid that we would just overwhelm people with all the different insights that yes. God had given us. So I stopped for a moment and boiled down all these different mm-hmm. lessons into 10 commandments, and you've just shared these 10 with us. Immersing your community in prayer. It all begins with prayer. Not just asking others to pray, but you praying and you walking with your people, even lost people, praying for them mm-hmm. and teaching that we are a people of prayer. Saturating your community with the gospel. Not just what you do in sharing the gospel, but how do you see it multiplied through others? How many people are hearing the gospel every day? If the answer is not very many, then you're not going to see a movement. Clinging to God's word as our authority, as our guide, as our steady rock on which we can depend, no matter what culture we find ourselves in. Fighting against foreign dependency, I can't emphasize this enough. Church planting movements have local control, local leadership, and they seem to belong in the culture yes. in which they find themselves. Eliminating all non-reproducible elements. Church planting movement practitioners have learned that in every discipleship method, every evangelism method, every church start, they ask the question, can these people do this themselves? Or am I providing them with something that they can only get from me or only get from the outside world? And if so, then I need to replace it with something reproducible. Living the vision you wish to fulfill. Don't wait until someday to see a church planting movement happen. Go ahead and start right now. Live the kind of church, be the kind of church, be the kind of Christian that you find in church planting movements. Build reproduction into every believer and every church so that when you're winning someone to Christ, you're also training them to win others to Christ. When you're planting a church, you're planting into the heart of that church both the skills and the vision to reproduce itself. Train all believers to evangelize, disciple, and plant churches. And of course, people don't automatically do that. They have to be trained. And part of the secret to church planting movements is training, training, training. Number 9 is model, assist, watch, and leave. You can't assist others to do something that you're not modeling yourself. So you begin with modeling, starting the kind of churches, the kind of evangelism, the kind of discipleship that you want to see multiplied throughout a people group. Then assist them to do the same thing. And then watch to see that they truly know how to do it. And when you see that they are effectively evangelizing, discipling, and multiplying new churches, then step away and go and start the same thing in a new place. And then the final commandment, the 10th commandment, discover what God is doing and join Him. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. You don't have to take the burden of a church planting movement on your shoulders. This is God's mission, God's vision, God's calling, mm-hmm. God's gifting, and God's work. Our job is to see how, where, and the ways that God is at work and then to join Him in that mighty work.
Thank you, Dr. Garrison, for this insight. And we have learned so much today. And I think this will be an immense help for thousands and thousands of church planters all over Southeast Asia, and not only Southeast Asia, around the world.
Well, David, I've learned so much from church planters all over Southeast Asia and all over the world, so the least I can do is share this and pass it on to others.
Thank you so much for this wealth of information. And I can foresee now we are very clear about our vision, our commitment, our dedication to have the passion and launch out this church planting movement in these countries.